Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand.
James Taylor. What an icon. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. And let's go right to the phones, because joining us from the Jack's Outdoors right here in Fort Collins is Dave Gross. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Terry. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing great. It's going to be a little warm today. You know, people are just getting outside, Dave, and they're coming to Jackson buying stuff. I could see that. You guys have been busy. But you and I had a talk earlier this week that, you know, we tend sometimes to talk to the sophisticated angler a little more, but we've got a lot of people out there who are just casual anglers. They may be first-time anglers this year, or they're getting back to it. And sometimes we don't spend enough time on those opportunities, and especially this time of the year. You know, it can be a little hot out in a boat. Sometimes it takes a little more sophisticated presentation to chase the walleyes and some of those things. But you can have a great time this year going a little bit up in altitude and going after trout or going after the panfish in some of the lower lakes. And I know you enjoy that too, right?
I do, yes.
And it's just, you guys got some really good things. And we talked about some of the presentations. You know, one thing we didn't talk about that we should bring up, a lot of these newer anglers, well, even experienced anglers, if they would go to a bobber and live bait, they would just catch a lot of fish. And you guys really carry a great selection of live bait, don't you?
Yes, we've got mealworms, a couple different sizes of night crawlers, leeches when they're in season, fathead minnows, shiner minnows. There's actually a shortage of shiners at the time being because of all the bad weather they've had down in the southwest where the fish farms are. So we're probably going to get to a point where there's only going to be fathead minnows available in Colorado.
And then, you know, when you move on from bait, if you don't want to care for live bait, there's some products. And one product you and I have both fished with, of course, is the Berkley Power Bait for trout. But then the Berkley Gulp products for panfish and trout, you're trying to keep them in stock. They're selling pretty good, but they're just really effective baits, aren't they?
Yeah, the Gulp, all the Gulp, I love it. Fish it all the time. Get kids to fish with it because it's nice and easy to fish with, and they don't have to worry about keeping the worms cold and just there in a jar or in a bag, and it's ready to go, and it's got a lot of scent, and the fish like it.
Well, we talked a little bit about the Gulp. You and I both use those little jars of Gulp, and of course you've got the Gulp minnows too in the bags. We heard earlier in the program Ronnie talking about using that Gulp minnow to catch a lot of trout, and I've caught trout on that. But panfish and trout up in the mountains, the Gulp gives off a lot of scent, and so does the power bait. And if you're not really well-versed in making a presentation, or if you just want to kind of get a line out there and under a bobber or on the bottom, it's a great way to fish. It's also a great way to tip a lure or a jig. But one of the things I like to do, if I'm going up in the mountains, like after trout or something, I might throw out some power bait or some Gulp on a bobber or on a bottom rig to give off scent. Now, legally, you can't chum in Colorado, but you can have a scented bait in a lot of waters. Well, then I have a second rod stamp, and I like to throw a little spinner or spoon around that bait, because the trout will be swimming in around that scent and really can make a difference. I know you just got a big shipment of Panther Martin spinners in. They've been kind of hard to come by, haven't they?
They have.
So what kind of size and colors do you have there?
Oh, we've got the little bit of everything, but we've still got some of the popular ones, the yellow with the orange dot, yellow with the black dot, different colored blades from the yellow dotted blades to gold blades, And then we've got another order on its way in to fill in all the other empty spots. And Panther Martin's actually been doing good on shipping.
And they're great lures to use. In fact, I did a couple shows on my YouTube channel, Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. And one of them I did at Lon Hagler for trout using a little Panther Martin spinner. And then another one I did up at North Michigan Reservoir. And I know you like to go up into that area and do some fishing like Chambers and Joe Wright Reservoir. And you can go up those places with either fishing from shore or a fly. Joe Wright's really a little gem. I know you like to fish it with a fly rod, but isn't that a great place to go?
It is. It is. Flying a bubble works great if you don't have a fly rod. Small number two Panther Martins or any other kind of spinner that's small. The grayling have that small mouth, so you got to fish something that they can get a hold of. They'll attack.
Yeah, and it's an unusual fish. I mean, there's only a very few lakes in Colorado that have grayling, and it's great fishing from shore or if you get out in a float tube or a kayak or a canoe. Joe Wright is really great fishing up there and catching those. I know you like a fly rod. I like a fly rod if I'm out in the lake, but I like what you mentioned, the fly in the bubble, and I've had really great success with some little green caddis nymphs and some caddis on the surface too. And you know, if you're going up there with a fly rod, you have all the flies right there at Jack's too, right?
We do. And just like you said, caddis, prince nymphs, small hoppers, small caddis dry flies. This time of year, if you're up at where the Joe Wright Creek runs in, PMDs are hatching, yellow sallies are hatching, and those will float into the lake and the fish will be eating them.
And then if you don't want to fish the grayling, you're not very far from Chambers and you're not very far from North Michigan, which both have great shore fishing for trout. I want to get back to the fly fishing a little bit, and that's the fact that we've talked about the conventional fishing, the baits you guys have, the rods and reels. We talked a few weeks ago about picking out a rod and reel. But you also have the same ability to do that for fly fishermen. If I'm a new fly angler and I want to do the fly fishing instead of conventional, how much money do I have to spend to get started at your store?
We have the Reddington Path combo, which is a really nice rod and reel, and it's only $200. It's the case, rod, reel, fly line. There's a 9-foot 5X leader attached to that. And then you just need flies, spend $12, $15 on flies. We've got our 99-cent flies. Buy some floatant for $3 to $4, an extra spool of 5X tippet, and you're just about ready to go, especially if you've already got nippers and hemostats. And so you can get into fly fishing for well less than $300 and get good gear.
And you're talking about, yeah, really good gear. The Reddington stuff is top shelf. And, you know, right now, I know everybody eventually, they want to get a nice pair of waders and all that. But right now, with as warm as it is, it's a great time to wet wade or fish from shore. You don't necessarily have to get a pair of waders to start, do you?
You don't. You don't. Wear your sandals or wear boots that you're not too worried about them getting wet. Or just tennis shoes. To some of the sections of river, you just gotta, if you're not wearing waders, just gotta make sure you keep your feet under you.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, what I do is I get a pair of neoprene socks and I put my wading shoes on because they grip the bottom so much better.
Right, yep, and I'll do that a lot.
And you can just, especially in the shallow parts of the rivers, it's actually kind of refreshing. So, any last minute places? If you were gonna head out fishing maybe in the next few days, where would you go?
If I was going to the mountains, Joe Wright's a lot of fun. There's still fish up in the creek, but a lot of them are moving back out of the creek, so you'll catch some of those bigger grayling in the lake itself. Just remember, you can't use bait there. It's flies and lures only. Chambers has been really good early in the day and in the evening, during the middle of the day, using power bait, doe bait, or crawlers. I haven't heard much about Michigan Lake lately, but usually it's still pretty good in July and August. Up there at Delaney Buttes and Lake John, that's been hit and miss. The evening bite's been good, and fishing past dark has been good.
And I think some of the lower lakes too. I went out and checked and got it. You and I talked about it. I took a plastic worm and went out and got a few bass, which were pretty easy to catch in the ponds with a small plastic worm. But I saw a lot of panfish activity. So I think there's still a lot of panfish available in the ponds, don't you?
Yeah, there are. Crappie have slowed down, but the bluegill and sunfish are doing great, and the largemouth are aggressive. Any time of the day. Evenings have been best with top waters, but you can work the worms and the Z-Man plastics and the power bait plastics and fish a slower presentation around the weed beds and in the little channels between the weed beds, and you're going to catch bass.
All right, my friend. Well, we were out of time, but if people want more information or to get some of the things we talked about, they can just come and see you. Are you at the store all day today?
I'll be here till 5 o'clock today.
All right, and of course, there's always somebody there to help you, and they're all knowledgeable anglers. And you're located, tell people where Jackson, Fort Collins is located.
We're 1200 North College, so we are a little bit over a mile north of the Poudre River on the
right side,
which would be the east side of the road.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you, Terry. Good fishing.
You bet. You bet. That's Dave Gross from Jackson, Fort Collins. Of course, they have stores in Loveland, Lafayette, Broomfield, Cheyenne, and great personnel to help you. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll have more outdoors on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, which is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.